Janis Jones, 9/17/56. This is a 69. Today is the 5/13. This is a 69-year-old woman from Houston, single, one child. Lives in a group home because recently she has not been able to take care of herself, period. She smokes, she drinks whenever she can, period. She used to work for the post office and was able to live by herself. Until the family members noticed that she's no longer able to. She's had multiple falls. As a matter of fact, today during the interview, getting up from the couch, she fell because of severe weakness, period. She has a history of COPD, hypertension, weight loss, corpomenal, copious amount of fluid retention in the lower extremity, and pedal edema, period. She's short of breath at all times. The shortness of breath gets worse with activity and quite debilitated, period. In paragraph, she eats very little. Last hospitalization took place a couple of years ago because of carotid endarterectomy, and also has had some kind of spine surgery in the past, period. COVID immunization is up to date. Flu and pneumonia shots partially up to date. Family history, both mom and dad died of cancer. Review of system, weight loss, decreased appetite. Weight loss of 20 to 25 pounds, decreased appetite, leg swelling, shortness of breath, recurrent falls, weakness, debility, wheezing, and having a hard time being able to take care of herself. Allergy, non-medication. Flonase, Soma, 350 PRN, Tylenol number 4 PRN for pain, Lasix 20 milligram a day, Lisinopril 40 milligram a day, Norvasc 10 milligram a day, Aspirin 81 milligram a day, Lipitor 10 milligram a day, Colitz 100 milligram a day. Patient was told to take the Norvasc in the evening, so reduce the chances of pedal edema, but the edema that she has is much more than what you would see with Norvasc, period. New paragraph, she's not using oxygen. She was at nebulizer. She was using nebulizer at one time because at her current residence she doesn't have that anymore, period. She's awake, but she has bouts of confusion. She's oriented to person and time. Her blood pressure is 116 over 74, pulse 76 or 2 sats, pulse 96 or 2 sat 92% on room air. She decompensates rather quickly. Heart pauses, one pause, was 2, tachycardic, lungs, ronchi, rounds, wheezing, abdomen, soft TMs are clear, skin shows no rash around mucosa with any lesion. Neurological, very severely debilitated, but no lateralizing symptoms, pedal edema 3 plus bilaterally. Here we have a 69-year-old woman with COPD, shortness of breath, cough, congestion, wheezing, right-sided heart failure, corpomenal, ADL dependency, bouts of incontinence with a bladder incontinence because of severe weakness, continues to smoke with history of COPD, tachycardia, who decompensates quite quickly, period. In the paragraph, patient also has hypertension, hyperlipidemia, chronic pain, COPD, DJD, spinal stenosis, hypertension, and carotid stenosis contributing to her weakness and debility, period. She actually took a fall in front of me while being interviewed because of severe weakness. She needs a nebulizer. She also could use L2-PRN as well as a cane or a walker to reduce the chances of fall with instruction as how to use. Overall prognosis is quite poor. Thank you.